This Sunday, right after the Super Bowl, NBC is launching a new cop series. This one is called Homicide: Life on the Street, and it's the newest project by Barry Levinson, director of the films Diner, Rain Man, Good Morning Vietnam, and Avalon. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
It's been 10 years since Barry Levinson tried to do a TV series. The last one was a sitcom version of Diner, which never got past the pilot stage at CBS, even though it showed a good eye for casting. James Spader and Paul Reiser were in that one, along with Robert Pastorelli, who is Eldon on Murphy Brown. Homicide has a strong cast, too. Ned Beatty, Yaphet Kotto, John Polito, Richard Belzer. Basically, a bunch of interesting character actors you never thought would wind up in the same show. But they have, and they've done it because this series, clearly, is all about character. Take Richard Belzer, the stand-up comic whose strong suit is sarcasm. He's acted on TV before, but mostly in toss-away camp roles like a reporter on the comic book series The Flash. Here, as a homicide detective with a definite attitude, he's been given the role of a career, certainly of his career. Even when he's interrogating a murder suspect, he throws insults and jokes at warp speed, like Lenny Bruce with a badge.
Who killed him? A Jamaican killed him.
A Jamaican? What's his name?
I don't know. But he's the one that cut me, said he'd kill me too if I said anything.
When did they tell you that?
When he drove me to the hospital.
So this unnamed mystery Jake kills both Billard brothers, cuts your hand, drives you to Hopkins, bleeding all over his car, and swears you to secrecy along the way.
That's why I lied about the fence.
Okay, now I get it. You're saving your really good lives for some smarter cop, is that it? I'm just a donut in the on-deck circle. Wait till the real guy gets here. Wait till that big guy comes back. I'm probably just his secretary. I'm just Montel Williams. You want to talk to Larry King.
The cast also includes John Polito, who's familiar from all those Coen Brothers movies like Miller's Crossing and Barton Fink. His character is like Cliff Clavin with a badge. You know, the know-it-all postman from Cheers who spouts off about everything. In one scene, Polito's character is obsessed with a murder case, which would be okay, except it isn't exactly the one that he's been assigned to solve.
There were two people in the box with Lincoln the night he was shot. There was John Wilkes Booth, and there was a Major Henry Rathbone. How come we don't hear about this Henry Rathbone?
So you think Major Henry...
But the show isn't all laughs, not by any means. The obvious comparison for Homicide is Hill Street Blues, where character was key, cases weren't always solved in an hour, and the squad room, the dialogue, and even the camera work were intentionally sloppy. Levinson, who directed this pilot episode, pushes the envelope just a bit more, shooting the whole thing with handheld cameras. This makes it look a little like a reality show, like the series Cops. But Levinson isn't the first film director to shoot fictional TV this way. Robert Altman did it 5 years ago, in HBO's Tanner 88. And besides the book Homicide by David Simon, on which this series is based, Levinson owes one other debt, to the dense, tense structure of St. Elsewhere. Tom Fontana, one of the producers on that show, is Levinson's partner in this venture, which explains a lot about why Homicide works so well so quickly. Speaking of Homicide in the same breath as Hill Street and St. Elsewhere, and even Tanner 88, is putting it up there with TV's very best. If future episodes live up to the pilot, Homicide will belong there. The Super Bowl championship is up for grabs this weekend, but afterward, NBC has a winner on its hands.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post and author of Teleliteracy, Taking Television Seriously.